Okay, prayer. Just something about how some people tend to, we people tend to take up this bhakti yoga. You know, here you are and you're faced with this new fantastic, wonderful, philosophy and lifestyle and all of that. Now what? Oh, you want to be a good devotee, an advanced devotee, a fixed up devotee, a serious, real, good devotee who is advancing more and more. So, and some, they take it so that, you know, they look at all the things that they have learned that are included in this Vedic Vaishnava lifestyle, and they think that advancement means to get as many of those details as possible right. Put them there in your life and you have to follow them. And the more of them you follow, even down to the very fine little things, the more advanced you are. And advancement means that, to add this thing, that thing, to get this, just everything just right, the philosophy, just, yeah, absolute truth, pinpointed. And activities, yep, no flaws, no mistakes, you know, not everything fixed up. Then, if you manage to keep that, to stay there, fixed up, then you are a real devotee. Then you can start, you know, being considered an advanced devotee. But then, of course, there's so much more to discover that an advanced devotee has understood and is doing, and for some it becomes a perpetual strive for austerity and renunciation. To just renounce, give up, be you know, controlling the senses and minimize the amount of material activities, including eating and whatever. Then they think, now I'm advancing here. And of course that you can continue with, becoming more and more austere. To some it's about learning, getting all the little philosophical points right, learning a lot of Sanskrit verses and also all the more and more the intricate, very subtle details there in the rasa, the pastimes, the activities, the, all that lila of Krishna or Radha Krishna. Then when you have really understood a lot of that, and you know all these Sanskrit words for these advanced things, then you can start to be respected as an advanced devotee. So there are these different things that different people get into, but really, what is this about? It's actually, and this is taught there also in the Shastra, not depending on all of these things. There are examples of devotees who come to that platform where they are just, you know, depending on Krishna. They are just so absorbed in thinking of Krishna and whatever, and this love for Krishna, and just living and doing it with the devotees and Krishna. And that's what it's all about. Krishna consciousness. Now some may even say that this Krishna consciousness, well, that's the beginner stage. There are all these advanced and complicated and demanding things that have to be done. But it's really about love and devotion to God, to Krishna. That's all. It's simple.